Last weekend, I ran a 200-mile relay race with a bunch of strangers in a couple of minivans. I ran the Ragnar Road Bourbon Chase. And yes, there was bourbon. So, all right, first off, what is a Ragnar Relay? Ragnar Relay is a 200-ish mile relay race where you and 11 of your closest friends pack into a couple of vans and take turns running from point A to point B. And this is my first time ever running a Ragnar, the Bourbon Chase, which starts at the Jim Beam Distillery in Claremont, Kentucky, and it ends in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. And, yeah, 200 miles sounds like a long time. Yeah, it takes a little over a day to finish this whole relay race. And where do you sleep? Well, I took some cat naps in the van, mostly just out of sheer exhaustion. But we also slept for probably a solid 3 hours in a high school gymnasium in sleeping bags. What do you eat on one of these things? Whatever we bring with us, right? So I didn't know what I was getting into. I made 5 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I brought a bunch of gummy bears, some jelly beans that I completely forgot were in the van, beef sticks and trail mix, and goo energy gels, which I use during the runs. And yeah, sometimes the runs are long enough that you need fuel to maintain your energy levels. So how many miles did I run? Personally, every runner's different. There's different legs and different distances, but I ran 21 total miles over 3 runs. So where do you shower on one of these things? You kind of don't. I brought Dude wipes and would wipe myself off and change clothes, and then sealed my old clothes in Ziploc bags because they're going to be in the van with you. So that cuts down on the smell. And does the van stink horribly? Honestly, I don't really remember. I think you just get used to it really fast. So why would anyone want to do this? To escape the comfort zone, push yourself in new ways. And it's all about the experience, right? So, I mean, do you find yourself getting stuck in the comfort zone? You find yourself motivated one day, you're driven, you're hitting the gym consistently, but even the best of us have our moments where we take our foot off the gas. You slow down for a day, and the next thing you know, you're stuck in the comfort zone. You're suddenly not eating as well, your gym workouts are slacking, you're not logging as many miles as you used to, and you find yourself in this comfort zone. And that's how the average person lives their life, constantly in the comfort zone. They wake up in this cozy bed, they get in their air-conditioned car, and drive to work in a climate-controlled office. Like, they're always comfortable. Ragnar is all about getting you out of your comfort zone. You'll be running 3 legs, 6 legs if you sign up for an ultra, and it's all within about 24 hours. Each runner is going to get different distances. My legs were, 7 miles each. Some people ran as much as 12 on their longest leg. Also called the Ragnar leg. Other people ran as low as 2.2 miles on their shortest leg. And, normally after like a regular run, you shower. Maybe you get a nice meal and then you rest. Not in a Ragnar road race. Here you'll be skipping the shower, eating whatever you threw in the cooler in the van, and then changing clothes for a cat nap in the van. And then you'll be running again in a few hours. So here's how my first Ragnar race went. Thursday night, I picked up a couple running friends and drove my Jeep Gladiator up to Claremont, Kentucky, home of Jim Beam whiskey. And the night before, so Thursday, Ragnar had a runner meetup at Scout and Scholar Brewing. So, we had to do our little carbing up the night before. Now, okay, for real, this is not advice. Like, I don't recommend drinking beer the night before running 21 miles in a day. but some of us are built different. We did only have one beer at Scout and Scholar. So we left and went out for dinner. And before we could even sit down, this very large Kentucky lady comes barging out of the kitchen shouting, "Everyone needs to evacuate the building. There's an electrical fire." So, these things happen. So we left. And we had better luck at Cafe Primo next door, where we had the Last Supper. I recommend the Penne Calabrian. And the rest of our team was still driving in at this point. So they're coming in from Oklahoma, from Mexico. A couple people were flying in from Arizona, New Jersey. So we couldn't check into the hotel yet. And we waited. So we left dinner and went next door to 3rd Street Tap House and had a couple vanilla cream ales, which were fantastic. I could have drank those all night. But finally, everyone showed up, and we got to go check in our room. And we slept for about 5 hours before waking up to run, because we are insane people. But it's fine. This is fine. Everything's fine. Before we left, my friend asked, "You don't wake up grumpy, do you?" And, no, not really. I bolted out of bed that morning. I nearly dumped everything out of my American flag briefcase, because I didn't realize I didn't latch it the night before, because I was kind of buzzed and very tired. And, I took a sip on my energy drink and told myself, "Hey, this is going to be fun." And we packed an impossible amount of food, clothes, and sleeping bags, along with 6 people, into the Kia Sedona. And we also put an inflatable flamingo on the roof, because we're the wildcard team. I mean, that's what you do. I don't know what the wildcard team means, actually. I just kept hearing it, and it sounded right. We definitely felt like the wildcard team. So the Ragnar check-in is a true sight to behold. I think you get used to it, but first time coming into one of these things, you see 100 vans converging in this parking lot. Runners are walking by, all lit up with these like neon lights and LED headlamps and glowing safety vests. It seems Ragnarians take this whole safety light thing to a hilarious extreme. It looks like a rave. But it's the Bourbon Chase, so of course we start our 200-ish mile race at Jim Beam Distillery, and runners covered in lights and safety vests disappear into the night. So we go back to the van, on to the first runner exchange, and I happen to be runner number 2, so the sun's not up yet, and I'm eating a half a peanut butter jelly sandwich for breakfast and drinking water. 7:20 a.m., I run from Deetsville to Bardstown in 1 hour and 16 seconds. The route was 7.29 miles. And I PR'd my 10K time on this run with a time of 50 minutes and 38 seconds. This was actually a really fun run. It went through these like quaint little neighborhoods and country roads, and then a very busy like 4-lane highway, basically. They had the roads marked off pretty decent. It didn't seem bad, but it was a lot of traffic. So I make it to the exchange, and I see some familiar faces, and they're all chanting, you know, "Hey, good job. What do you need?" I'm like, "I need some new clothes and a beer." But that was fun. And then I changed my clothes, drink a beer at 8:30 in the morning, and finish the rest of my PB&J sandwich. Now the sun's starting to come up, it's getting warmer, and I'm gaining a ton of respect for our Ragnar captain, because the Ragnar captain has to figure out where each exchange is, input the address in their phone, and then drive to the exchange. Oh, and they also have to run the race as well. our captain was amazing. She made it such a great first experience. She was fun, and honestly, I don't know how she stayed so organized. It's a different kind of race. We head to Bardstown Bourbon Distillery next, and it's a bit early for whiskey, but they had water and towels for all the visiting Ragnar runners. The next exchange was at Heaven Hill Whiskey, which this one was like a party. They had tents set up, giving out water, bananas, apples, all kinds of food. More importantly, they're offering free bourbon tastings, and I don't know what time this was, but it was time for bourbon. So, for unrelated reasons, we take our time at this exchange. And then heading upstairs to the bar, I contemplated ordering a $200 ounce of bourbon, which I just could not. I couldn't bring myself to do it. So I settle for the $20 ounce and a half, and I tell myself they probably taste just as good as the $200 ounce. All right, so sitting in the... So we get back in the van, and I'm sitting in the Kia Sedona, and I look out the window at the next exchange, and I spot Gypsy Run Brewery. Oh, hey. Anyone want a beer while we wait? And then I get informed that I guess I'm running in about an hour. It won't take me that long to drink a beer, I say. And then a couple of us head across the street, and I think we drank the Oktoberfest. Or maybe it was a pumpkin ale. Something fallish. And I swear I really am pounding waters between all these beers and bourbons, truly. So it's not just about the drinking. But I'm up to run in an hour. So 9:20 p.m. I start my 6.47 mile run in Danville, and I'm genuinely nervous about this one. So running can be dangerous, and I hate running on the road, and I hate running at night, and this one is going to involve both. So it's good to get out of your comfort zone though, right? It's fine. This is fine. Everything's fine. I get out there, and I'm just focusing on getting kills, which is Ragnar slang for passing another runner. And I'm competitive. It gives me a distraction from all the cars screaming by at like 60 miles an hour and the weird noises coming out of the woods. And before we run, like, are you afraid of something dragging you into the woods? I'm like, no, I'm worried about getting hit by a car or sprayed by a skunk. And the latter did happen to a friend of mine recently, so it's not unheard of. I'm out there running, and I'm passing this one lady, and she speeds up to match my speed. Like, I can tell she's nervous. She wants someone running next to her. I haven't seen anyone for several minutes, so I kind of make an effort to stay with her for about a mile or so. Just to kind of put her mind at ease. And it was kind of nice to see another runner. As we pull into Stanford, it starts getting more populated and better lit. So I feel like she's fine. I speed up. And about this time, this runner is coming up behind me. And I just can't stand the thought of losing to some random guy in the last half mile. Because apparently that's what I do. So I speed up, even though I'm 6 miles into my run. And he does too. Well, we're probably almost done. So why not finish in a dead sprint with some stranger? And I took off. I almost tripped over this metal rod that was in the street. I don't even know how I didn't eat it. But I just keep going as fast as I can. And I beat this guy by like a couple strides. I give him a quick fist bump. Tell him great run. I think he said the same. I was getting delirious at this point. And I arrive in Stanford in 52 minutes, 42 seconds. And the combination of fear and excitement probably gave me the strength and the energy to run this one as fast as I did. So I actually PR'd my 10K a second time. So I beat my 10K time on the first run in the morning, and I did it again on the second run. Pretty wild. And this town's booming. Like, there's music blasted. Even though it's, I guess, quiet hours or whatever, this town didn't care. there's people everywhere. I think the sheriff or the mayor or somebody was giving runners high fives when they finished. There's stores open and they're offering water and cookies, like so many cookies, and hot cider, which I somehow never found. But I get there and I don't see my people. So I'm kind of looking around for a second. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. This is the perfect place to get lost. There's people everywhere. There's food and water everywhere. So for real, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to the people of Stanford, Kentucky. But it wasn't long before I spot my friend. And she comes up to me. And I ask her if she needs water or cookies or anything. She just looks at me. She says, "Me? I'm fine. You just ran, like, super fast. Are you okay?" I'm like, okay. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a little delirious. And I do remember kind of, like, stumbling back to the van. Like, I was having a hard time walking. I think I, like, tripped over a curb or something. Or bumped into something. And so back to the van. Change clothes again. Drink beer. And we take off at the next exchange. And I think it was here. We're rolling out of town, and this lady on the street flags us down. And we roll down our window, and the sweetest lady ever hands us, like, this six-pack of cupcakes just for free. And she's like, I don't remember exactly what she said, but she's like, "You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming to our town." So, seriously, again, thank you so much, Sweets by Cindy. These cupcakes were delicious, and when you're stuck in a van eating, you know, day-old food and whatever you can keep that's not going to go bad, eating fresh cupcakes is so appreciated. Despite the sugar rush, almost immediately afterwards, I fell asleep across the two captain's seats. I'm exhausted. I have no idea how long I slept, but it was amazing. It was probably less than an hour. I mean, it was between exchanges, so it couldn't have been very long. And then later that night, we roll into, I don't even know where, but they have a high school gymnasium, and it's available to all the Ragnar runners. And we set up sleeping bags next to each other, and there's just people in sleeping bags all over the place, constantly getting up and going, like constant foot traffic. Didn't matter. I'm so exhausted. I pass out in like under 5 minutes. And we get, I don't know, 3, maybe 4 hours of sleep, which I'm beyond grateful for. And someone wakes me up. "Hey, you ready?" "Yep, sure." I put my contacts in with no sink, no mirror, no light. Pack up real quick, and we head to the next exchange. Two of our runners are still sleeping in the van. I actually didn't even notice they were doing that. I thought we were all in there. And we leave for coffee, so one of the runners in the back says, "Starbucks is about 7 miles away." All right, cool. A couple minutes go by. "Starbucks is 13 miles away." So, did we miss a turn there, Navigator? What happened? "Don't worry about it. We're all getting a little delirious at this point," which I guess that happens when you log more miles running than hours sleeping. So my leg's up next. It's 8:13 in the morning. And this is my final leg of the bourbon chase. So I run 7.61 miles in an hour and 7 minutes. So no records, no amazing time, just a consistent good run on really sore legs and a lack of sleep, rolling through the hills of bluegrass Kentucky. This run finished near Versailles, not too far from Lexington. And it's by far the prettiest of the three runs that I had. Traffic was pretty light. There's horse farms on the side of the road. There's stone walls and these beautiful trees lining the road. I crossed the finish line. I high-fived my teammates. And I just collapsed on the pavement. I was just done. So I get back to the van, change clothes again, and I crack open the most delicious Voodoo Ranger beer I've ever had. 21 miles on no sleep is a challenge unlike anything I've ever done. And, you know, if you follow me much, you know I run all the time. The rest of our team, they crush their runs. These there's these two girls. They run this impossible pace up this hill that just seemed to go on forever. I swear, even the minivan was getting tired by the end of this climb. We have some time to kill by the end of this one, as Van 2 still has to finish their last six legs. So we go out to eat in Lexington, and we take a chance with Sedona Tap House, and it's like manna from heaven. I mean, this was perfect. So with no hesitation, I ordered two meals for myself. I got the barbecue chicken flatbread and some mahi-mahi tacos. I also got an appetizer of truffle fries and at least a couple pints of Witness the Citrus by Country Boy Brewing. So in Bardstown, we were strangers. In Lexington, we were a team. And by the end of it, I mean, we made it to the finish line and in downtown Lexington, and we're waiting for runner number 12 to make it to the finish line. All 12 runners then meet up and run across the finish line as a team. It's a special way to finish a race. It's different than what I'm used to running. For one of our teammates, this was her 12th Ragnar of the year. This makes her what they call immortal, which is, it's a huge accomplishment in the Ragnar community from what I gathered. She popped champagne and she was like wooing out loud. You know, at the finish line, there's hundreds of people gathered there collecting their finisher medals, getting their Bourbon Chase t-shirts, sampling whiskey from the various distilleries, and then Kentucky Bourbon Barrel had their beers out, the Oktoberfest, the vanilla cream, the pumpkin something or other. I've got so much love and respect for everyone in that van. Our team captain did such an incredible job of making this a fun and memorable experience. I mean, everyone ran with so much heart. We all shared waters, beers, gushers, PB&Js with one another. The support that everyone showed for each other was truly, truly incredible. And I've run a lot of races, but never anything quite like a Ragnar. But would I run another Ragnar race? Absolutely. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Path to Manliness podcast. This one was a little bit more personal than normal, but it's been a special one. So if you enjoyed that episode, let me know. Make sure you give the show a rating if you haven't already, and subscribe for more future content from Path to Manliness. Thanks for everyone for listening.